Brighton Festival 2018.
My name's Jada Tank and my show is Kaya.
The starting point for this is a ghost village in Turkey. Tell me more.
So Kaya is the name of a village in Turkey that I spent a lot of time growing up as a child. Basically, the village was originally inhabited by a Greek community, and in the 1920s they were forcibly removed from Greece, and it was the start of a huge Turkish and Greek population exchange. My dad did a lot of his PhD research there, so at the age of about seven I went out with him. We all moved there for a year and a half while he did his research, so I was very much a part of that process of going to interviews with him. We travelled to Greece to meet some of the people that had left the village. And so yeah, it's always been something I've been really connected with. We go back every year, and I wanted to kind of create a work based on that. But then when we started researching, obviously it became apparent that I really needed to obviously address it and make it more of a current issue as well, because almost 100 years on, we're seeing the exact same thing with the current refugee crisis, and not a lot has changed. So we're kind of bringing that in and making it more kind of generally about displacement and human experiences of displacement.
And I guess Turkey as well, being one of those places that straddles both Europe and Asia, and Kaya is very much on the Asian side, it's the other side of the Black Sea, yeah, from the European side. Are you making a kind of parallel between Asia and Europe and borders there?
I guess in some ways with the dance we always are, because all my pieces have this kind of, I guess, European contemporary dance, because that's what I'm trained in, but then with the influence of traditional Turkish folk dance. And Turkish folk dance, like any folk dance, it does cross a lot of borders, and there are a lot of similarities to other folk dances, especially Middle Eastern folk dances, so it kind of has that East versus West feel, I guess.
I'm Fove Penketh, and I'm in Jada's piece, Kaya. I've been with Jada Youth Company for 4 years now, and we do our own performances, and we kind of shadow the professional company. And Jada had this piece planned, and she wanted a few younger people involved, so we said, yeah, we got involved with it.
And what have you learned and what have you gained through being part of this?
Masses. I think I've never really danced about the sense of displacement before. It's hard because you're kind of challenging this, you know, harder aspect of it, but also the resilience and the strength that comes with that. And I think that was really key for Jada in this work, showing the resilience of the people that are constantly having to move from place to place. Just kind of challenging that more really hard aspect of it and balancing it with a more positive and resilient side too.
You're also looking at gender and gender stereotyping within this.
It's not necessarily within this piece, that's just my work as a whole. So I always use female dancers, and we always use the traditionally male roles within the Turkish dance and put it on the female contemporary body. So it's kind of challenging those traditional stereotypes. But yeah, that's something I do with all my works, but obviously it's in this work as well.
And you're going to be performing at the Theatre Royal in the Brighton Festival. That's a bit exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so exciting. I think, especially such a big venue as well, it's such a big change for us. It's so nice. We're often in youth shows, so this is kind of a real platform for us to showcase what we do with Jada, which is so good.
And where are you hoping to take your work from here?
Oh, good question. I think my movement's always been really influenced by Jada, so I think this whole Turkish influence is really interesting. I think that's part of the way I move now, so I don't think that's going anywhere.
A lot of people find dance tricky because they feel uncomfortable about, maybe they don't get the narrative and they tend to shy away from it. What would you say to somebody about that? Because narrative is a strong part of your work.
Well, yeah, I think I do always try and make the work as accessible as possible. I want anyone from any walk of life to come and enjoy it. I don't want it to be aimed at dance audiences or contemporary dance fans. I want it to be for anyone and everyone. And that's partly why we have the community aspect, using extra dance as well from the community. But I think as well with my work, although there's a narrative and we use a narrative, when it comes to the programme notes, I like to keep it really simple. It's often one or two sentences, because I think it's important that the audience can have a bit of ownership over the theme and the narrative. And someone might come and see a completely different theme to what we set out, but that really doesn't matter. It's each to their own, and everyone should come and hopefully take something different, and everyone leave with a different experience.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.